Hello there. Welcome to The Yummy Factory, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the mesmerizing world of filming food commercials. I'm Xander, food and tabletop director, and I'll be sitting down with the true masters of the craft, including directors, food stylists, practical special effects wizards, and anyone involved in this crazy world to hopefully shed some light on what it takes to make food look absolutely mesmerizing on screen.
Today, I'm talking to Agnes Selle and Jakub Laskus, the creators behind the world's first food and tabletop hub called Directory. You can find the directory on directorroster.com or in the description below.
Okay, so hello and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I have Agnes and Jakub who are behind the directory. I think if you have anything to do with food film or food photography, you definitely should know this website or this platform called Directory. And yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about how it came to be. I think it's an amazing platform that brings together, you know, the family of food and tabletop creatives and talents. But I think I'm going to start with Jakub to talk a little bit about the initial idea and how it all came to be and what you wanted to accomplish with this project.
Yeah, thank you, first of all, for having us here. That's really a pleasure to talk to you and to tell more about this initiative. That's very important for us. Yeah, and the idea behind this has started, as far as I remember, Agnes, correct me if I'm wrong, but it started just at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
We sit and thought a little bit nervous at the time because of COVID and, you know, uncertainty.
Yeah.
What to do and how to, you know, ameliorate our activities and, you know, to do something interesting. And also address issues we had in our minds before, like lack of nice source of, you know, information about the industry, directors and food stylists. And having a little bit more time and, you know, being really hungry for new projects, new creative ideas and simply do something really interesting, we decided to start this journey. And that was the beginning.
Yeah, I think that was the initial idea because, you know, we had a lot of projects going on and we thought a source of directors like this would be, you know, a very nice tool for a daily use. And the other thing, as we, you know, were hosting a lot of directors from abroad and talking with them, we felt that there is a, you know, a need for integrating the community.
For sure.
So we thought, okay, why not us, right?
No, I remember when the directory came out and it was like, oh, finally, you know, there's a platform where I can see other people, find other people, check out their work, realize that I'm not alone in this world. So I was very, very happy and a very early adopter of this website. And even before the latest update, you know, I remember it was a directory with a bunch of things. And then you started implementing all these tools where you can like have this search options where you can like organize everything by food type. When did you realize, okay, this is something and we have to keep developing into more refined tools?
You know, this industry was always about looking for the inspiration and the whole creative process here is based on the research. So, you know, everyone is researching something on every stage of this production workflow. So at the end of the day, really a lot of time is spent on the research. The agency researches for some references for the brief, and the production house research for a director, the director research for the treatment, and so on, so on. So we thought that to make directory a really helpful tool, we need to map the fields that we are adding and the directors that we are adding with a variety of tags. So then the search is filtered by, you know, various categories of style, of directing style, of character of the movie, of the products and so on, so on, ingredients also. And this is how, you know, we tagged everything and then made the whole researching experience easier.
Yeah, which I think is really cool that exactly it's not only by, let's say, okay, who did ice cream or who has shot milk, but also like, you know, who works with visual effects, who can work with talents. That's really, really nice.
Yeah, yeah. But for me, you know, I believe that, I mean, for me, the true value in directory is about inspiration and, you know, creative inspiration, meaning not just, you know, simply understanding who did this job or who does ice cream, whatever, but, you know, to find something new, something interesting, something fresh. And in this respect, I really value a lot the insight section of this site, which gives more inspirational issues, not strictly linked with a commercial tabletop. There is a lot of, you know, visuals taken from related areas. And I believe this might be something for future in respect of creativity to be that we should develop. Because the problem we found at the very beginning is that among many amazing different styles and approaches, you can really feel some certain conventional approach. And to some extent, especially for certain content, a certain type of content, food content, commercial looks somehow similar. Of course, you know, there is a space for creativity always, but by any reason, some piece of content looks quite close to each other, which is not good, generally speaking. And long story short, I think we want to somehow accelerate the process of creative thinking and bring some fresh ideas, giving some, you know, nice inspirations from other industries or our creative areas, somehow linked with food, of course, and objects. And that's something that seems to be very interesting about the directory.
Yeah, and it's definitely working because I use it all the time. My question, maybe that's something for you, Agnes. How did you start? Like, obviously, this is a very niche, a very obscure world. And yeah, obviously, Jakub, you founded Byte Studios, which is obviously one of the leading tabletop production companies in the world. And you've been doing some of the most amazing and most innovative work around.
Thank you.
And definitely, you know, you've helped push tabletop and food as an art form, if you can say it like that, forward for a long time now. And yeah, obviously you have sort of an overview of these directors, but how, I mean, if your mission is to have the ultimate directory of all the directors and food stylists who are out there, how have you been dealing with that, and what's your approach, and how do you decide on who gets included on the side and not?
I think I might say I might call myself a research Jedi because I personally do really, really tons of research. And so this is the start. You know, I observe what's going on. You know, I have my ways of finding things that are, you know, not on the first pages or first covers.
Are you a lot on Instagram stalking people?
Yeah, Instagram, Vimeo, and, you know, a couple of other spaces. So this was first step. We had, you know, to map the whole industry, not to get only these, you know, obvious names that we all, you know, but also to find the new blood, which we really counted on. And then we figured out that we don't want to use any of our personal assessment to say whether someone is, I don't know, okay enough to join our community. We wanted to be very, very open, very transparent. You know, we don't want to judge anyone's style or anyone's, you know, success. So we pretty much invite everyone who have some food commercials. And but the truth is that we have some tools on the site that are supported by our committee. The committee is, you know, a bunch of people, of professionals that we gathered just to support some of our decisions. and this is staff pick. So we the committee picks the monthly staff pick. And also within the director's section, we have the section called masters. You know, we wanted to elevate the names, the directors with, you know, the biggest experience. And so there is also a filter with the master's section, and the master's were also chosen by the committee.
Yeah, I just want to say that we're lucky not to have too many, you know, questions that we had to refuse coming from, you know, less experienced directors. It happened a couple of times, and we made a decision just on, you know, experience of a certain director. When the experience was very little, very small, then we said that that's not enough to, you know, to put you along with really experienced directors, not talking about, you know, even masters who are on in this market and in this industry for 20 years or something. So yeah, we're lucky, but and on the other hand, you know, this is not a big industry, as you mentioned. This is niche industry. So come on, if we're talking about probably 200 names really working quite actively, this is niche in comparison to live action directors, where it's probably thousands or thousands names. So this is a niche.
Yeah, of course.
That's why we can be quite effective.
And are there any specific criteria? Because obviously, as you said, there are a lot of experienced live action directors who might have done food a couple of times. And I don't know if they have the interest of joining the community, because obviously this is very much dedicated to those who are, you know, very submerged in, you know, what food and tabletop is. Is it enough if I say, okay, I mostly do cars and this and that, and I've done, you know, two McDonald's spots? Can they join the community? Or even if, like, I'm a young director who's, you know, just building my portfolio, like, when, what do you say, okay, you have to have had five spots at least to join it? What exactly is the criteria to get part of this whole thing?
I think, first of all, we are not restricted only to the tabletop and product directors. So there are directors that have profiles at directory, which, for example, specialize in chef's videos. So it's not only, you know, prohibited to the solely product. But coming back to your question, I think you can really fastly check and assess whether someone loves, you know, the whole food area, whether he understands, you know, that these all tiny secrets of this industry, whether he understands the techniques, whether he's fluent in, you know, various types of this genre. And as Jakub said, we rather focus on people who have really strong experience in the food filming industry. So the examples that you've given, probably would say to them, let's wait until you will have more.
Yeah. On contrary, I would say that if there is new talent, young blood, somebody who is not very, very experienced, but has totally fresh approach, like, you know, visual approach, by that I mean visual approach. Technique is not that important for us, but, you know, creativity, whatever it means in this respect, is the most important. Then we would probably invite such person to director, because again, for me, this is the most important aspect, one of two the most important aspects of directory and everything we do on the daily basis. Creativity, yes, and that's one of the most two of the most important aspects. Second one we'll probably cover in minutes.
I guess that's all the start, like being a platform, a directory of artists, of directors. Sort of to have an overview, you know, who's out there, who's doing what, and be able to inspire each other. But, you know, there's so much more potential. And Agnes, you just said that your heart is very close to this project and you hold this very dear. And I feel that it's because you see this potential of growth. I mean, you eventually started doing interviews, like insights also with, you know, technical aspects, like, you know, talking about lens manufacturers. Tell me a little bit about, you know, that development and where do you see this platform going in the next few years?
That's a very important question because we have so many plans in front of us. And the news, the great news is that directory is going beauty.
Wow.
So, you know, it's the next big step for us as we figured out that that these two industries are so close to each other. You know, there are even directors that specialize both in food and beauty productions. So this was like our starting point. And then we started to map the whole beauty industry. And we are now in the middle of the work. We are adding new directors to directory. We are looking for editors and guest contributors. So this is what we are now, you know, working on. I think I said it loud for the first time. So, you know, except from all the emails that I'm, you know, sending. So yeah, this, yeah, we've just premiered this. But the other very, very important thing for us is that we really think that in this very fast changing times, directory will become a forum of exchanging ideas, working on our work standards and, you know, the whole discussion about where is this all going. The AI, you know, everything is changing so fast that probably never before did we need such a place to loudly name the problems and the challenges that we are all going to face. So we really hope that the directory will be the place where the whole discussion will happen.
So you're building a platform where, you know, sort of like a Reddit forum kind of thing where us tabletop people can sort of like exchange.
For now, it does not imply, you know, any changes in the layout. I just think that, that our insights section will be enough for that. As for now, of course, I don't know what will happen in a couple of years.
And directory, as a directory, will be now organizing. We are organizing it, meetings, more commercial ones, to bring directors to one table virtually. In practice, it works.
Mm-hmm.
And walk through different aspects, not created one in this respect, but job aspects of tabletop, like, you know, what challenges do we see in terms of, pitching in terms of, you know, cooperation for production houses, treatments and all those, you know, things that really matter on the daily basis. And of course, as Agnes said, one of the issues for sure, AI, what it will bring us. This is a big question mark to all of us, but no doubt that it will change everything we do profoundly.
Also, one thing that you were mentioning about, you know, communicating with people, and obviously a great thing is that the tabletop community or the creative side or production side of the tabletop community can use this platform to stay engaged and connected. But in how far do you also see your platform as a tool to communicate to agencies and to clients and to people who are not as technically savvy of our industry to educate them a little bit about how to approach things that, you know, why things take a certain time, cost a certain thing. Was there ever an idea about that of reaching out to creatives and to clients?
Jakub, would you like to take it or should I start?
Yeah. Of course, you know, that's very important aspects. I think, important part of, you know, visitors is agencies. Not sure about client, to be honest. They are usually not that much interested in production. I mean, their goal is to, you know, take care of, you know, numbers and strategies. But yes, agencies are very much important for us. And we want to reach them, of course. And I'm pretty sure that lots of agencies use this tool to, as Agnes said at the beginning, to search for directors and food stylists. And that's very interesting issue, to be honest, how we should contribute in the understanding of the process. Very, very, thank you, Sandra. Probably this is very nice insight we should take under consideration and address in terms of some, you know, articles and some content. That's important. No, generally speaking, to be very, very honest, our kind of, you know, challenge and problem at the big, at this level of development of directory is that we need to get more people involved in the, you know, content creation process with fresh ideas. And this is happening, but probably it should be elevated somehow.
I guess there could be cool things, and I don't know, like I don't know what your plans are, but and what you're actually doing. But obviously, you could make sort of like a newsletter dedicated to creatives, like at once a week, just giving like a little insight, like top 10 things you should, you know, care about your campaign, or you should do for your creative campaign to get a better result, like how to involve, you know, production companies or directors a little bit sooner. So, you know, to can actually, you know, help you out to make things more efficient and cheaper or whatever.
Yeah. You know, more often we pose the question to ourselves, what would be the next step? Of course, we have some ideas, like, you know, content ideas, vision of future in terms of, you know, what should it do and what type of content should it deliver. But in terms of organizational issues, in terms of how it should be organized as a platform, we are not sure and very open to, you know, any scenario that, you know, Univels will bring us, let's say. Like, you know, even we consider to push it into the direction of kind of association in future, maybe. We started this initiative as Bytes because somebody had to, otherwise it wouldn't be alive. But at the moment, maybe there is a way to make it totally democratic and available for everybody as a co-creators. With this, I mean, there's one issue related to this thing, which is financing. We need to find, you know, the way to finance in the future. We're still happy to do that, and we will be as long as it is, you know, needed. But maybe there are better ways to make better use out of everything that, you know, has been created.
Yeah, and I mean, like, maybe that's anyone who's listening to this and has some good ideas. Maybe it's an invitation to reach out to you guys and share those ideas with you, because as you're saying, this could become anything, no, Agnes?
And also probably this is a great moment to mention that we have an ongoing contributors call. So if there is anyone of you listening to us and thinking you have an idea for an article, an interview on, or, you know, any other editorial thing, you are very welcome to reach us.
Yeah, very nice. I see we're almost out of time. I just have a question. How come there's directors and food stylists, but still no tabletop DPs featured on the site?
That's a tricky question. Why there are no SFX artists and SFX engineers, and why we don't have photographers at least? You know, you can multiply these questions by every profession.
Yeah, I just want to say that we definitely consider DPs as a part of community, because DPs are contributing to creative process very much, of course, especially in tabletop. But, you know, we are limited in terms of time, energy, so we need to make decisions. And our decision recently was to go beauty, as Agnes said. So maybe in the next step, we will do something more.
And hopefully at some point, it'll be the IMDb of tabletop.
I like that idea.
I just want to say once again what has been said. Call us. We invite you to co-create this thing, because this is something that should contribute to all of us, both in creative and process issues, process aspects of tabletop, which means all those, you know, issues related to production, to pitches and AI stuff, whatever you can call it. But you're welcome to contribute and support this initiative.
That's it for this episode of The Yummy Factor. If you like the show, please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you have questions, you can find the contact information in the description box. The Yummy Factor airs every second Wednesday of the month.